Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the second and middle parak of Hilchos Milah. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss who is able to perform a circumcision, as well as how to actually perform a circumcision. Halacha Aleph. Hakol Kshir Lemol. Everybody is able to provide a circumcision. Vafilu Orel, Ve'eved, Ve'isha, Ve'katan, Malin Ve'makom She'en Shamish. Even somebody who himself is circumcised, or a slave, or a woman, or a child, is able to perform a circumcision in a place where there's no regular, free, Jewish, adult man to do so. However, a non-Jew is not allowed to circumcise at all. And if he does circumcise, then you don't need to go back and do a second circumcision. And with regards to what type of tool you can use to perform the circumcision, you can use anything. Even a rock, even a piece of glass, anything which will cut properly. However, you shouldn't use the sharp edge of a cut part of a reed because that might lead to some danger for the child. However, the ideal, the best thing to do is to use iron, whether a knife or some sort of scissors, that is the best. In fact, the custom amongst all of the Bnei Yisrael is to use a type of knife. Halacha Beis. Now, how do you actually do the circumcision? One cuts off the foreskin, which covers the top part, which we refer to as the atara, the crown of the male organ, until you reveal the entire crown. And afterwards, then, you peel off, you split off the soft membrane, which is beneath the skin with your fingernail, and you turn it a little bit this way, a little bit that way, until you now have uncovered the skin, the flesh of the crown, the top part. And then afterwards you suck on the place of the incision where you had done the bris mila, until the blood comes out from the distant parts of the child's body, in order so that the child not come to be endangered by this. And anybody who refuses to do this process of metzitza, of sucking it out, we remove him from his post. And after he's done this process of sucking it out, and afterwards you put on some sort of bandage, something which will be able to keep the child to heal properly. There are certain types of pieces of the skin which can prevent the mila from being a valid one, and there are other ones which do not prevent it. Ketzad, the Rambam will illustrate what precisely this means. Imnish arme or ha'orla or ha'chope rov gava shalatara, harize aral kimo shahaya. If there still remains from the skin of the foreskin enough skin that can cover most of the height of the top part of the male organ, that crown part, so then this person is considered an absolute uncircumcised individual, an Orel, completely as he was beforehand. Vizel or who sits hamakif, and that type of skin is what we mean by there's a strand of skin that's left which prevents the process of mila. But if only a little bit's left, not the type that's able to cover most of the height of the atara, so then that's considered something which is not going to prevent the mila. It's not ideal to have that there, but it's not going to be something which is going to disqualify the mila that you've done. Halacha dalet. Hamol calls manch osik b'mila, chozer bein alatitin shemakfin, bein alatitin shein makfin. When somebody is doing a circumcision, this is what we just alluded to, as long as he's still involved in the actual process of circumcision, he should go and try to remove the strands of skin which will cause the mila to be invalid, as well as the skin, these pieces of strands of skin of the foreskin that won't actually prevent the mila from working. Peirash, if he's already finished the job, though he's stopped doing the mila, alatitin ma'akfin chozer, he's got to go back if it's a matter of having these strands which will prevent the process of mila because you haven't done anything yet. But if all that remains are strands which don't prevent the mila, so you don't go back to get involved once again to start doing the process of circumcision. If somebody had done the circumcision but did not open up the flaps of skin in a way which will now cause the mila to be revealed, as we saw just above, so then it's as if he had never done the process of mila, it does not work. Halacha hey. If a child has particularly soft, hanging flesh. It's very, very loose. Oshaya bal basar, or he's so large, he's so fat. Ashi yirak inu maho, or to the point where it looks like he hasn't been circumcised. Ron oso beis sidish kasha. So then we look to see at a time when the child will have his skin hardened. Im nirashahu maho, if in this time of an erection it looks like he was indeed circumcised, inu tzarech klum. So then you don't need to go back and circumcise him again. Tzarech l'takin, that's a basar, mikan mikan, v'mei maris ayin. Nonetheless, you have to fix about the skin a little bit in order so that people not think that he wasn't circumcised. V'mei sheis kasha lo nirah mahol. However, if at a time when he were to have an erection, you would not see it as if he had been circumcised. Chozrin v'kotzin es habasar ha'meduldo, mikan mikan, you have to go back and cut away some of the skin, which is loosely hanging from this side and that side. Achetira hatara glua beis kishoy, until the point where you can see the crown, the top part again of the male organ, fully revealed at a time when it would be erect. So from this is only required on a derabbanan level, on a rabbinic level. Avol mina Torah, but on a deraisa biblical level, af al pi shehu nirakarel, even though he still looks like somebody who is uncircumcised. Hol umol, since he had already been circumcised, ein otarach lemol pam shniyah. You don't need to go back and circumcise him a second time. It technically counted fundamentally. Lachavav. Osen kol tzarchei mila b'shabbos. You can do all possible needs to take care of the mila on Shabbos. Mullin, uporin, umotzin. You can actually do the circumcision itself and have it then revealed afterwards and then do the process of sucking out the blood. V'chozer al tzitzin ha'ma'akvin afal pi shepirish. V'al tzitzin she'in ma'akvin kolz ma'ch lo'pirish. And you can go back to remove those strands of skin from the foreskin, which will prevent the mila if necessary, if you had already stopped. And if you haven't yet stopped the process, you're allowed to, even though it's Shabbos, go after those parts of the skin which wouldn't have prevented the mila, but ideally you're supposed to have removed them, so you're allowed to do that even on Shabbat. Vinosin aleha is on this, and you're also allowed to put on a bandage on it. Avmachshiri mila ain't a dochanes on Shabbos. However, the things which will be a step removed to enable the mila to happen, that will not push aside Shabbos. Ketzad, there I'm going to illustrate what that means. Harishalom matzu sakin, if somebody can't find a knife, ainos and sakin b'Shabbos, you can't make the knife on Shabbos. Vlomavino somi makum lokum, and you also can't bring it from a place which is outside the proper parameters in a way which would be inappropriate on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring it. Afilu maboy she'inu ma'orav, even to bring it through an alleyway which doesn't have an Erev in it, ainu mavino so mechal terahatzer. So you can't go and bring it from one courtyard to the other one. V'ain Erev midivrehen, nidchem it mehavas hasakin, hoal v'efshar avio me'erev Shabbos. And even though you might be wondering, what do you mean? This is only derabbanan in nature. So why should this be a problem to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer? The answer is because since it could have been done before Shabbos, then you're not allowed to push away even a rabbinic decree for the sake of performing this mitzvah. You should have done it beforehand. Halacha zayin. V'chein ein shochakin la samanin v'ein v'chamin la chamin. And also we don't grind up types of spices which can be used to heal the child. And we also don't warm up hot water to help heal the process as well. And we also don't create a bandage in order to then place on the child. And also, you can't mix together wine and oil on Shabbos itself. However, if you didn't have cumin ground on Friday before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to chew it on Shabbos and then put it onto the wound. And if you hadn't mixed together the wine and the oil the way that apparently you would need to heal the child, so then you can do each one of them individually on its own. This is the overall rule. The Erev Shabbos, anything which could have been done beforehand, before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, so that's not going to push aside Shabbos. But if you forgot it, then, and you didn't prepare these step removed away from the actual Mila itself before Shabbos, so then you push off the Mila and you do it on the ninth day. Despite the value of doing it on the eighth day, you nonetheless push it off a day and are not Docha Shabbos. Lachaches. If somebody had done a circumcision to a child on Shabbos, and then afterwards the hot water had spilled, or they had the various spices which they were going to be using to heal the child get scattered. So in that circumstance, once you've done the meal already, so then you're allowed to prepare everything. You're allowed to prepare the hot water on Shabbos, even though you had prepared beforehand. So it's something that could have been prepared beforehand. It's machshirei mila. Nonetheless, you're allowed to prepare them anew on Shabbos, and same thing with the various remedies that you might be doing for it, because ultimately it's considered a danger for the child not to do this. Malcolm Shadarkan Harchas as a katan, and if you have a place where their custom was that they would wash the child, then Marchitin also b'Shabbos b'yom Amila, then you're allowed to also wash him on Shabbos on the day of his circumcision, bein lefnei Amila, bein achar Amila, whether it's before you do the Mila, whether it's after the Mila, whatever the custom was. O b'shlishi shel Mila shechol yos b'Shabbos, or if it's the third day after the circumcision which falls out on Shabbos, bein rechitas kol gufo, bein rechitas Mila, whether we're talking about washing his whole body, whether we're talking about washing that particular area where the circumcision had been done. Whether you're dealing with hot water that's been prepared before Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, or you're dealing with hot water that's been prepared on Shabbos itself, because ultimately these are viewed as there to protect the child from danger, and therefore you're allowed to do them even on Shabbos. If they had forgotten and not brought the knife from before Shabbos, so then you can tell a non-Jew to go and bring the knife on Shabbos. Again, in a place where you wouldn't have been able to bring it. However, it can't be something which would be a biblical violation if it were to have been done by a Jew, such as carrying it through Rosh Hashanah. Here's the overall rule. Anything, as we just alluded to, which is forbidden on Shabbos merely because of a rabbinic enactment. So then you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do it on Shabbos in order so that you can fulfill the mitzvah in its proper time. But something which is forbidden for us because of an actual biblical command against doing work on Shabbos, you also can't tell a non-Jew to do it for you on Shabbos. With regards to the preparatory steps for a bris milah, even in its ideal time, i.e. on the eighth day, they're still not going to push off yontif. The same rule applies. You could have prepared it before Yom Tov. And the matter is simply a logical argument. If the concept of preparing a step before for the Mila is not going to push away something which is only rabbinic in nature, such as we saw, how can it push away an actual prohibition? Even though it's Yom Tov, which is less than Shabbos, nonetheless, it can't push away an actual prohibition of the Torahs in order to allow. However, you are able to grind up spices on Yom Tov. In this unique way, it's more lenient, because technically you can use those for a pot, and therefore it's fit for Ochol Nefesh. And also, similarly, another unique way is that you're allowed to mix together the wine and the oil, because that too can be done in a permitted fashion on Yom Tov, and thus is allowed also to be done for the Mila. That concludes the second parak of Hilchos Mila. Tomorrow, Mishnah is the final parak of Hilchos Mila, which is the final parak in all of Sefer Ahava. Have a great day.